Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
You don't have to be a business major to know that times are tough all over, both for big business and certainly small business, the engine that makes the country move. And our guest today is business growth expert Yoon Cannon. She teaches marketing and productivity for business owners and executives to help companies and firms rapidly increase their sales and profits. If you are a business owner or you are a key employee, these next few minutes will be very important to you. Yoon Cannon, welcome to the Burke Allen Program. Thanks for being a part of the show. And by the way, if you'd like to talk with Yoon, if you have a question, our number is 718-506-1944. Okay, Yoon, let's get right into things. We need mistakes that in marketing that small business owners make. And some of these, you characterize as killers, things that can really, kill a small business, especially in the economy of 2010.
Absolutely, Burke. These are five killer marketing mistakes because small businesses do not have much margin for error. So they're working on small budgets and they want big results. These are the five key areas that they want to pay attention to.
Now, before we get into your top five killer marketing mistakes, why is it you think that and we hear this a lot from small business owners that we do work with our vendors, that so many marketing strategies fall apart for small business owners. So many of them, and I hear on a regular basis, this didn't work, that didn't work. Why is it that so many things don't work for small business guys?
Burke, I hear that all the time, too, so I can understand where you're coming from. You know what? It all boils down to two main reasons. Number one, small business owners don't know enough about how to make their marketing effective. And number two, Burke, at the core, it's their belief about marketing that gets in their way. Because here's the thing. You cannot just be great at what you do, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, financial advisor, web designer, store owner, whatever it is that you do. You have to first be great at marketing what you do. And that's the first key paradigm shift that has to occur.
Yoon Cannon is our guest today. We're talking about the killer marketing mistakes that small businesses make. And, like most small businesses who are on a small budget or certainly a middle-sized budget, you can't compete with the Geico insurances, the Progressive insurances, the McDonald's-size ad budgets. Suggestions that the little guy can use to really stretch their dollar and get big results on a small budget?
Yes, they can get big results on a small budget, but you've got to be lasered on your marketing, and these are the five key killer marketing mistakes that you want to make sure you avoid.
So it's all about focus then when you're the little guy. What about resources that you particularly, when you work with a small business owner, what are the things that a company like yours or, a marketing and productivity coach like yourself could bring to a little guy to make it a worthwhile investment?
Well, I have a lot of resources, Burke, for the small business owner who is needing to just take one baby step at a time. There's a number of free things that I offer on my website. I write a weekly newsletter for business growth surrounding the topics of marketing and productivity, ideas that they can implement right away, just given to them in short little doses. So they can go to my website and opt in for a weekly newsletter for them. And I also have lots of articles and publications that I go deeper into certain topics to unpack those concepts. And those are all free as well on my website.
So it's not necessarily a huge investment to begin the knowledge base that you need to turn around your small businesses. And what is that website address?
The website is www.paramountbusinesscoach.com.
All right. Yoon Cannon is our guest. We're going to talk about those five killer marketing mistakes that many small businesses make. When we return in 2 minutes, stand by. This is the Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show on WAMS and the Blog Talk Radio Network, and with so many Americans out of work and unemployment hovering around 10%, you may be tempted to go into business for yourself. But if you do, how do you get the word out? Yoon Cannon is our guest today. She's a business growth expert based in Philadelphia, does lots of marketing and productivity coaching for business owners and execs to help them rapidly increase sales and profits, perfect for the new guy. So, you talk about five killer marketing mistakes that small business owners make, and let's get into those five mistakes, but also some strategies to overcome them. What's number one?
Number one, Burke, is I see people not having a clear who.
They need now, what do you mean by a clear who?
A clear who. Who is your target niche, your target market? How do you find them? And if you were talking to me about who you serve your products or services to, how will I know who to refer to you? So what I see a lot of small business owners doing is focusing more on what type of marketing they're going to start or what they're going to say or which pictures or what's the logo. But really, the starting point, none of that will be effective if you don't have a clear who first.
So it's about determining then the end user, the specific demographic and psychographic of the individual or other company that would be most likely to utilize your services or products.
Yes, and this is the be very specific with the who. And identifying a very specific target niche doesn't limit you and say you're not going to serve anyone who doesn't fit that profile. But what it does is it targets your message and everything else that comes after on the marketing plan to specifically who would be your ideal target market.
We're talking about those killer marketing mistakes and how to overcome them. Number one, not having a clear who. Number two is?
Yes, the second killer marketing mistake is not having what I call a wow factor. Now, many people may have heard terms used as USP, unique sales proposition, value proposition, point of differentiation. You know, all of that is very similar. I call that, I wrap all that up as, what is your wow factor? So what happens is a lot of small business owners mix up the order again. And what they're doing is, even here, they could dwell on designing what their wow factor is. But you cannot do that properly without first knowing what your wow factor is in relation to who your target niche is.
Now, June Cannon is our guest today. She's a business coach who's talking about the killer marketing mistakes that new business owners and small business owners can make that really throw them under the bus. And when you talk about not having a wow factor, a unique sales position, a value proposition, is it sort of you that you need to zig while the others are zagging, that you need to stake out your own turf?
Absolutely. You want to let your target market know why you're different, why you're the first, why you're the best choice for them, and what is it about the way you deliver that product or service that makes them go, wow.
If you're thinking about going out on your own in business, it makes a lot of sense, I think, to have someone like Yoon Cannon in your back pocket to help guide you through this. All right, number three in the killer marketing mistakes list?
Yes, killer marketing mistake number three that I see all the time is that people not having a well-thought-out marketing plan. So what happens often is that people fall into what I call the scattergun approach, where they're making a marketing decision on a case-by-case as they come, as people are soliciting them and presenting their methods. So that doesn't work. The other thing they do with a marketing plan is that often they're just not marketing enough. The visibility volume just isn't great enough in terms of getting them the interest that they need for getting new clients. I also see for marketing plans, they're not systematized. You know, it's not easy. It doesn't happen on a regular basis. It's not a turnkey sort of a template that they need, that the business needs to be able to do it on a regular basis.
So when you work with these businesses that are new to the industry, and I remember reading a statistic that more than one out of two businesses generally fail in the first 3 years, do you see a lot of small business owners that use their resources on totally the wrong thing or perhaps spend unwisely in that first year?
Absolutely. They're spending money on the wrong stuff, and their budget is small as it is. So this is very important that they know how to move their money smart and make decisions on smart choices for their marketing.
Yoon Cannon is our guest today. She's talking about the five killer marketing mistakes that small businesses make and how to overcome them. What's number four on your list?
Number four, Burke, is that people are not measuring results. How will you know if a strategy is working better if you didn't measure what worked before or what didn't work before? And one of my biggest pet peeves or my biggest message in terms of measuring results is performance measured is performance gained. So you want to leverage everything you've done in the past to make the future more effective and more successful. But I'll tell you, in terms of measuring results, as far as that goes, I also want to caution, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Yes, what I mean by that is I see a lot of small business owners dismiss certain strategies, you know, whether it's networking or, direct mail doesn't work or something else doesn't work because it didn't get significant results for them the first couple of times they tried it. So what I want to get out to those small business owners is that each marketing method has at least five variables that you need to be measuring and adjusting. You know, just like a recipe has 5, 6, 8 or more ingredients, that's the same thing with each of your marketing methods. So don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Don't dismiss that certain marketing strategy didn't work or doesn't work for you. And, gosh, do not go to the point of where I see some business owners dismiss marketing altogether and refuse to advertise or market at all because they get frustrated with the lack of results.
And quite often it's the message rather than the marketing strategy. It's what they're marketing as opposed to sort of the avenue that they use.
Sure. So, for instance, you know, if you were to take a look at networking and a small business owner says, well, you know, I've tried networking. I've gone to 5 networking events, and it's not working for me. I'm not getting enough referrals. I'm not getting enough new business from it. Well, even under the umbrella of networking, there are many variables. One of it is, well, are you going to the right networking groups? And what is the message when you're networking? And how can you double your networking results by the message that you're sending in your conversations? How can you make your conversations more appealing to stay top of mind and to keep in touch strategies with the people that you're meeting? And it goes on and on and on. You know, the business card, how you present yourself. So even within the one strategy of networking, you can unpack that into 8 and 10 different variables that a small business owner can work at improving to double and triple their networking results.
You and Canada is our guest. It's the 5 killer marketing mistakes. And number 5, and perhaps the biggest and most important one, you say, is not getting any help.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Marketing typically is not the small business owner's area of expertise. You know, they got into business, they got into the law field because they're great at lawyering. They got, you know, and opened up a medical practice because they're great at, you know, being a doctor and diagnosing, whatever the case might be. So marketing is not going to be typically their area of expertise. So you need to get the help that you need to get faster results easier. But the universal truth, Burke, is that success is never accomplished alone. But too many small business owners are trying to succeed alone. So I want to encourage people, get the help that you need. You want to hire an accountant to do your returns. You want to hire a business attorney to handle your contracts. You can hire a good business coach to help you grow your business easier and faster.
Yoon Cannon has been our guest today on The Burke Allen Show. She's a marketing and productivity expert, and you can find Yoon online at ParamountBusinessCoach.com. That's ParamountBusinessCoach.com for 5 killer marketing mistakes. And you're based in the Philadelphia area. If folks want to call, what's the best number for you, Yoon?
The number to always reach our office is 215 area code 292-4947.
All right. Thanks for being a guest on the program today, and thanks for the great killer marketing mistakes and, most importantly, the strategy to overcome them.
Thank you, Burke. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Live in Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.